Yeah, super exciting. At Cutty Mountain, we came out with our full results. So that's, we announced our soils, our rock grabs, and our geophysics and our mapping. And basically, when we take that cumulative data set and we overlay everything, we get a beautiful IP anomaly, which is a chargeability anomaly, which basically points to a sulfide body at depth. We get over top of that, we get a percent level copper in soils and high grade rock samples. So really just making a complete picture pointing towards a beautiful porphyry target there.
Good afternoon. We got Dean Besser. We got President, CEO, and Director of Zeus. How are you, my friend?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, love to get any updates you have on several things. First thing I'd love to see is if you can give us the full data results that you had from the Cutty Mountain project, and if you can just kind of give us an update about what all that means.
Yeah, super exciting. At Cutty Mountain, we came out with our full results. So that's, we announced our soils, our rock grabs, and our geophysics and our mapping. And basically, when we take that cumulative data set and we overlay everything, we get a beautiful IP anomaly, which is a chargeability anomaly, which basically points to a sulfide body at depth. We get over top of that, we get a percent level copper in soils and high grade rock samples. So really just making a complete picture pointing towards a beautiful porphyry target there. And since we've announced that, Hercules came out with, who, as you'll remember, they're our neighbor who's made the Leviathan porphyry discovery. They've come out with some interesting maps pointing directly at us, saying that they have a really strong northeast feature that is coincidental with chargeability and magnetics, just like we have. So just really keeps adding to the story and making it look like a really compelling target as we move towards drilling.
And you're still finding that there's strong similarities between Hercules' discovery and what you guys got going on, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So even better now, the more data they put out, I think it just gets becomes more of a compelling story. So really, really excited about that.
And is mostly copper and gold, and what else are you finding there?
It's a copper silver moly system, what we see there. We do see a little bit of gold, but I wouldn't say that it's going to be a porphyry copper gold system. It's going to be copper silver moly.
And then you also have some stuff for the Great Western property. If you can tell us a bit what you got going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously our Cutty Mountain is our flagship because of its proximity to the Leviathan porphyry discovery. But we just put out some results for our Great Western property, which are also really exciting. We had grab samples on surface that were up to 7,300 grams silver and 4.25% copper, which this property is considered to be a carbonate replacement style model. So really, in these systems, what we know now. Which there was a lot of historic work done around this area, but what we know now is that they're often associated with the buried porphyry copper as well. So we plan to do some geophysics this summer and see if we can see that buried porphyry and put some holes into it.
Awesome. And then for those who haven't followed your story, if you can tell us a bit more about your jurisdiction and where you guys are located and what kind of
Yeah,
potential.
all of our projects right now are in Idaho in the US, which is a top-tier mining jurisdiction, not only by Fraser Institute, but for a number of other reasons since he's put together the SPEED Act in Idaho. So there's a number of advanced projects there that he's kickstarting to get them down the permitting line. And we're seeing this all the way down the line, not only at the advanced permit level. We're seeing this in the from the Forest Service, even where they're calling and asking what the status is and if they can do anything to start pushing this forward. So we really see that Idaho is becoming not only is it known to be a mining jurisdiction, but it's getting stronger.
Now, if you can tell us a bit about your plans moving forward, I don't know if you have any news you're able to share with our audience.
Well, we're just about to come out with our surface results from our other Idaho property, our Selway project, which is that one's more of a copper gold project, intrusion related style. And we have a number of other deals in the pipeline, which I'm excited about and hope to get over the line here very shortly to kick off some, to make this into more of a relevant company with a number of active projects and deposit styles. So still focused on copper, but some really cool stuff coming down the pipe.
Awesome. Any other milestones for us to be on the lookout for?
We think we're going to be one of the next companies to make a major discovery, and we're on the growth path with bringing in some more assets. We're going to continue to beef up our board and just make this into into something that really has a real strong portfolio of assets in it.
And then how's the permitting stuff coming along for Cutty Mountain?
Yeah, like I say, we're really seeing a very different proactive Forest Service this year. So they've been very, very active, coming back with multiple questions and revisions to help us move the permitting along faster.
Well, looking forward to your news and updates about the new acquisitions and following your story. If we have any other questions, if followers want to ask you what's going on or want to get more information, can you tell us a little bit about your website, how to contact you, and where you're trading?
Yeah, our website's ZeusMiningCorp.com, and our stock symbol is Zeus, ZEUS on the CSE. On the OTCQB, we are ZUUZF, and we're 092 on Frankfurt. So, and if you look at any of those sites, you can easily get our contact info and contact either my team or myself directly.
Looking forward to the Atlanta trip and looking forward to seeing you there again, but continuing to follow your story and excited about what you guys got going on.
Cool.
All right, we'll be
Thanks
in
for the
touch.
time again. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.